rather be.
Write it down.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love.
Again.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love.
Until we enter into that place. not only commands us, He invites us. He invites you this morning by name. He invites you, come on, come son, come daughter, come into my love. So let's sing it one more time. And let's sing it as a love song to Jesus. No place.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Than here in your love. Here in your love. I'm not that I know I need. I'm not that I know I need. I'm not that I know I need. For cold and monopoly. You're a
度歌いますけれども The verse in the English as well as the Japanese says I will daily lift my hands and you might you know different church backgrounds but you might see some people at Mizuba really just lifting up their hands to God and why do they do that? What is that about? It can mean all sorts of things you think of a baby just picking up their hands to their father or their motherOr also just a heart of surrender. So, you know, if you can just raise your hands and that might just release something in your heart. Let's sing it again. I could sing.
I could sing of your love forever. し求めてもう他になし There is none like you No one else can touch my heart like you do I can search for all eternity long and find
So did you guys enjoy your weekend so far?
Yeah.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about prayer. And I need to know why do we pray? I need one of you guys. Nikki's not here to give me an answer. So one of you guys is going to have to answer. Why do we pray? So we pray for healing. What else would we pray? Why else would we pray? What do you think? Hey, see, Nikki's not here, and we got to have someone to take over. Awesome. What do you think?
I think if we pray, healing comes to another person.
Mm. Right. So we pray for healing.
Yes,
and we can pray just simply because we want to talk with God. We pray because we want to get to know God more. Now, I want you to think back. Okay, some of your parents might not even have been alive, but when I was a kid, way back in the dark ages, my prayers went something like this. Dear God, bless mommy and daddy. Bless my sisters and me. Bless grandma and grandpa. And kind of just went on like that. So the focus of my prayers was kind of selfish, right? I was like, God, please do this for me or my family. And what we're going to read today in Scripture in Matthew is where Jesus was going to teach his disciples how to pray. Because back then there were some people who would stand on street corners simply to pray so that they would be seen. And they would use these really big fancy words so people would look at them and go, wow, they're so smart. And so we come to these verses where Jesus wants to teach his disciples how to pray properly. Most of us have probably heard this because this is known as the Lord's Prayer. Let's read Japanese.
だからこう祈りなさい。天におられる私たちの父よ、皆が生まれられますように、御国が来ますように、御心が行われますように、天におけるように、地の上にも。私たちに必要な糧は今日与えてください。私たちの負い目を許してください。私たちも自分に負い目のある人を許しましたように。私たちを誘惑に合わせず、目のものから救ってください。
Alright, and if you read in English, please read with me. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. and bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now these verses are actually still part of the Sermon on the Mount, where we started in Matthew 5, reading and learning about the Beatitudes of how we should behave.
先週も先々週もやってた箇所とつながってる箇所なんですけど
And right before these verses, Jesus actually gives some do nots. Don't pray publicly out to make men look at you. And he said that because prayer is a matter of our hearts, is our focus really on God and we want to just grow closer with God? Or are we praying because we want men to look at us? And so after Jesus says, don't pray like this, he says, and while you're at it, remember, God actually knows what you need before you even pray it. And so it starts off with simply, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So it starts off reminding us of who God is. He's our Father, but He's also a holy God in heaven. And then the next few verses it talks about God's kingdom and God's will being done. And notice at this point it doesn't say please give me or do this for me or anything. The focus is still on God. And then once our hearts are properly lined up with God, we talk about some of the things that we need. Asking God for our daily bread, for food. And then the word here talking about debts is talking about our debt to God because of our sin. Forgive our sin. And because that was the whole reason Jesus was there on earth, right? Was he was coming to die because of our sin. And so we're supposed to ask God to forgive our sin. And don't lead us into temptation. Now, I don't know about you, but how many of you guys need your bread every day? Right? You need food? You need food, raise your hand. Do you need it every day? Do you need it three times a day? Oh my goodness. But see, we're asking God for our needs, not necessarily for our wants. And God will provide for us. He will give us that forgiveness that we need so desperately for our sins. Because that was provided for when Jesus died on the cross. And He will provide our daily needs. He is faithful to always provide. So remember, as you pray, let's make sure that we keep our focus where it should be, on God. And remember what Jesus has done for us. And so let's ask for God, please let your will be done here on earth. And let's ask God that His will be done in our lives. And when we do that, not only will our prayers honor Him, but our lives will honor Him. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have provided for every need we have. Thank You that You have put into Your Word, the Scriptures, lessons on how to live life practically.
聖書の箇所を通して私たちがどのように人生を歩むべきか教えてくださることを感謝します。
And thank you that you even give us a gentle reminder of how our prayers should be, of what they should be focused on.
そして私たちの祈りがどのような方向に向くべきか教えてくださることを感謝します。
So Lord, I don't just ask for the kids, but for everyone here, that our prayers will honor you.
子供たちだけではなくて、ここにいる一人一人の祈りがあなたを祝福、あなた
And thank you, Lord, that as we pray, you will draw near and you will answer our prayers. So God, I ask that in these children's lives, they will see you for who you are. Thank you that you are our Father and yet a holy, mighty God. And Lord, I ask that you would work in these children's hearts, draw them closer to you. And that as they pray, they will honor you in their prayers and in their lives. We love you.
Thank you, Mark. Maybe me. Thank you, kids.
まず旧約聖書から見たいと思います。
That didn't work out, so you get to see me a lot today. But I might be rather tired and need focus, so please, just could you pray for me for a second as a church? Father God, thank you so much for this time. Father God, both messenger and also interpreter, we just need your strength, Lord, strength of the Holy Spirit.We just lift up this time in your hands and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Barbara, can I come up?
Yeah, if you want. I would be glad to sit down. You really like M&Ms, right?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Matt is also in Plan B because he said he couldn't come.
Yay. Well, the session was.新約聖書のタラントの例を話しましたね。
So last week, we spoke from the New Testament about talents.
はい、主人と3人の、しもべたちの話でした。
So there was a master and three servants.
一人一人のみんな私たちがタラントを与えられてるんですね。
And each one of us are given talents.
そしてそれを使うか使わないかとても大切だという話をしました。
And whether we use that or not use that is an important decision in our lives.
はい、教会が2000年続いていますけれども、
The church has been continuing for 2000 years.
もう最初に本当に始めた人たちは、それぞれのタラントを使いました。最初に教会を始めた弟子たちは自分のタラントを使いました。
So when the church first started, the disciples used their talents to start it.
はい。で、ユダヤの社会の指導者たちはですね、彼らのことをこのように言いました。
And this is what the Jewish leaders of the time said about them.
無学の普通の人、uneducated common man.のように無学の普通の人と言いました。
So they said, these disciples are just regular people. They're uneducated. How could they start a church?
はい。本当に普通の人たちが教会を始めたんです。
And regular people just started the church.
私たちのように普通の人たちが教会を始めたんです。
Just like us, regular people.
Amen.
Amen.
はい。では、旧約聖書ヨエル書を読んでいきます。
So I'll read now from the Old Testament from
Joel.
Joel.
はい、これは預言者のヨエルの話なんですけれども、
This is about the prophet Joel.
イナゴの大群が、ユダヤの国を襲います。イナゴだからなんだろう。
Locust, right?
Locust.
Yeah, so he talks about a swarm of locusts that invades Israel.
そして国土が荒れ果てます。国が affected.
Okay, so yeah, so yeah. The country is devastated by these locusts.
そしてこの国はいろんな危機に直面するんですね。
And because of this, they face all kinds of crises.
そしてヨエルの予言の中には神様の霊、聖霊が下ることの予言があったり。
So there's a prophecy about the spirit coming.
もしくはユダヤとイスラエルが回復するそのような予言があるときです。
And there's also a prophecy of renewal.
はい。では、ヨエル書からお読みいたしますね。
So I'll read now from the Old Testament.
はい。4章9節から。諸国の民にこう呼ばわり、戦いを布告せよ。勇士を奮い立たせ、兵士をことごとく集めて登らせ。お前たちの隙を剣に、鎌を槍に打ち直せ。弱い者も私は勇士だと言え。諸国の民は皆周囲から集まり、急いで来るがよい。主よ、あなたの勇士をお使わしください。
So let's please read together. Joel.
Wait one second. Is it Joel 3 or Joel 4 months?
I'm sorry. It's 3, I guess. I thought 3. I'm sorry.
Is this the right?
Yeah, this is.
Is this the right same word?
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, same. Sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's the same word, but maybe same. Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Okay, so let's read together. Proclaim this among the nations. Consecrate for war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come out. Beat your plowshares into shores, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a warrior. Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves there. Bring down your warriors, O Lord.
これは平和の知らせではなくて戦争の知らせです。
So this isn't a message of peace. This is a message of war.
これから戦いだっていう知らせです。
We're going to fight.
でもそれもですね、あまり戦争の状況が良くなくて負けそうな時です。
And this is a situation where they're not about to win the war, they're in a situation where they're about to lose.
もうね、農業どころじゃ、もうそういうもの状況ではないというんです。農業をするような状況ではないというんです。
農業。
Farming.
This isn't a situation of farming.
No
peace. It's not a...
The time. No more farming. No.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it's a time of war and there's no farming going on. People are in a...strict situation.
ですから、隙を剣に変えなさいって言うんですね。隙を、隙なんだ。隙って。
Oh, yeah, yeah, plowshare.
隙を剣に変えなさい。
Right, so he says, let's change the plowshares, swords
into plowshare. 鎌を槍に変えなさい。
Plowshares into swords, sorry.
What now?
鎌を。槍に変えなさい。
Okay, and we're going to change the bowl into spears.
でもお百姓さんにとってはですね、スキとか鎌はとても大切なんです。
For farmers, these are tools that they
use. とても大切なんですね。
So the plowshare and the metal bowl are things they use for their work.
変えたくないんです。
And you can't change these things.
でもこの預言者はそれを変えなさいと言います。
However, Joel, the prophet, says.Change these into weapons of war.
そして自分が弱いということを言っちゃいけないというんです。私は弱いものだ。I'm weak と言
うなって。
そして自分に自分は勇士だと言えというんです。
And you have to tell yourself that I'm very brave.
私は勇士。
I'm brave.
何も見せるものはないね。というんですね。
I'm a warrior. Yeah.
もう人任せにしてはいけない時なんです。
This is a time you can't leave it up to other people. You have to take the responsibility.
それぞれが神様の呼びかけに応える時だって言うんです。
And this is the prophet is telling us this is a time when we have to answer God's call.
皆さんどうでしょうか。自分が勇士だって言えますか。
Can you say that you yourself are a warrior?
イメージできますか。
Can you even imagine yourself in that kind of position?
見えますか。
Can you see yourself that way?
やりや剣を持ってますか?
In your image of yourself, do you have like a sword or do you have a spear?
はい、ちょっと日本の文化の、話をしましょう。
So I'd like to talk about Japanese culture.
はい、日本が明治になる前には日本の階層は4つの階層に分かれてました。
So, before Meiji, there were four classes in society.
はい、士の高尚って言います。
So, the 士の高尚 represents the different levels of
society. 士がですね、侍なんですね。
士 is for the samurai class.
農はお百姓さんです。
And 農 is for the farming class.
そして、高はいろんなものを作る人ですね。
And the 高 is the people who are building things, the craftsmen.
そして、商は商いをする人たちです。
And the show is for people who are doing trade and commerce.
ですから、もうずっとあなたは侍の家、あなたを百姓さんの家、ずっと決まってました。
And so for a long time, this was all decided. You were in a samurai house or you were in the farming house, and that's how life was.
僕の家はお百姓さんの家です。
And my own house was a farming house.
ですから、侍って言われてもですね、ピッと来ないんですね。
So,Somebody says to me, "You're a samurai, you're a warrior." That doesn't, I can't identify with that.
でもね、外国の人は日本人みんな侍だと思いますよね。
But all foreigners look at Japanese and they think
they're. みんな私が柔道や空手をやるように思いますよね。
So everybody thinks Japanese do judo and karate.
ですから、まあ勇士って言われてもあまりピンとこないんですね。
So when we say, "Oh, you know, a warrior," it's hard for us to imagine.
日本語では勇士の代わりに古い言葉、武士という言葉があります。
And there's another word similar to 勇士, which is 武士, which also means samurai.
書いてあります。武士と呼びますね。武士です。でももう一個この武士の、呼び方があって、それはモノノフと言います。
And there's another way to describe 武士 in Japanese. It's モノノフ。
聞いたことある？
モノノフ。
あ、モノ、はい。モノノフ。武士よりなんかモノノフの方がちょっと私はね、きますね。
So the difference between these words, I can't really identify with 武士, but I can identify with モノノフ。
もう一個あるのはマスラオという言葉です。
And there's one more word I'd like to tell you. It's
マスラオ。
マスラオ。
これも勇士、モノノフのことです。私たちはマスラオです。
Masura. So this is another word related to being a warrior.
ですからですね、勇士と言えない人は、私はモノノフ、私はマスラオでもいいんです。
Masura. So,
いいですか？
So the point is to find a word that's easy for you to identify with. So if I say the word warrior, then find another word. It could be bushi or mononofu or something else in your own language that helps you identify with being somebody who's strong and can fight.
あなたは強いものということです。
The point is that you are a strong.
あなたは戦うものということです。
You have it within yourself to fight.
隣の人にあなたは勇者って言えますか？
Can you say to the person next to you, you are a warrior?
はい。じゃあ今度は自分に言いますか？私は勇者。
So, can you say that to yourself? I'm a warrior.
私は勇者。どっちが楽？どっちが簡単？
Which one is easier to say?
あなたは勇者、とでも私は勇者。どっちが簡単？
Is it easier to say it to somebody else or to say it to yourself?
ね、多分他の人に言う方が簡単だよね。
It's easier to say it to somebody else, isn't it?
でもここでこの要点です。自分で言うんです。自分が勇者、私は勇者ですと言えと言うんです。
However, Joel, the prophet, says it to himself.
なかなか難しいですけど、素直に私は勇者と言いたいと思います。
So this is a very difficult thing for us. It's not natural for us to tell ourselves we're warriors.
私たちは、私は勇者。
I'm a warrior. Amen.
子供の頃はですね、多分ちっちゃい子供の方の子供たちはこういうことを素直に言えると思うんですね。私は勇者。
So, I think maybe for little kids it's easier to say, I'm a warrior.
多分ね、ちっちゃい子に力こぶ見せてってみんな簡単にこう見せてくれるけど、大人になるとこう見せたくなかったりね。
So when you're a kid, you want to show off your muscles, you want to show your strength, but as an adult, you kind of refrain.
子供たちは素直に無邪気に神様に反応することができます。子供たちは素直に無邪気に神様に応答することができます。
So children are kind of, they have this kind of natural connection with God and they reveal themselves openly in this feeling that they have.
大人になった人は自分の昔のことを思い出してください。何を大人になって失ってしまったか。
So, however, as adults, we lose this somehow in the process of growing up. We forget how to represent ourselves.
あの頃にあったものを忘れたものはありませんか？
Do you have things in your past that you remember?
あの頃は純真だったな、素直だったな。
And there's a time when you think, oh, I was really pure then, I was really well connected.
なんでなくなっちゃったんだろうと思うことはないでしょうか？
And you think of something, wow, why do I not have that anymore?
神様は、イエス様は本当に子供のように無邪気に天国を求めなさいと言いました。
So Jesus has taught us that we also need to approach and understand or look to heaven in an innocent way, just like children.
でも私たちは気がついてみると、無邪気であることとか単純であることをよくいいとはしません。いうこととしません。
However, as adults, perhaps we think that this being innocent and having a simplistic view of life is not an easy way to live.
そうすると危険だから それは危ないとかこうしなさいとか子供たちにいろんなことを私たちは言います。
So as adults, we're used to telling children, oh, don't do that, that's dangerous, or don't think of that. And so we think these are the ways of living life in a way of being cautious.
親たちは子供たちにこの社会に生き抜いてほしいと思いますし、
So parents want their children to grow up in society and be safe.
またもしくは成功者になってほしいと思いますね。
We want them to be successful.
でも気がついたらそれが何か神様との方向とずれてしまっていることがないでしょうか。
But if we reflect on this, sometimes all of these cautions can push us away from God.
この社会の枠の中に子供たちを押し込めていないでしょうか。
So are we perhaps putting too much on our children to make them fit into society?
何か気がついてみると、私も親ですから気がついてみると、何か子供たちのにいいなと思ったことはですね、実際は子供たちに枠をはめてしまったんじゃないかと思うことがあります。
So I say this as a parent myself. Are there times when we put our kids in a box and just so that they're safe in society?
でも彼らを本当に成長するように導かなかったんじゃないかという反省があります。
I also have some regrets that maybe I could have done more for their development and
grow up. 特に子供たちの霊的な成長です。
And I especially think of this when I could have done more for their spiritual development.
この子供たちが一人一人が霊的な勇士になることのでき、霊的な勇士の子供たちなんです。
And I'm specifically talking to being a spiritual warrior.
でも何か子供たちを小さく箱の中に入れてしまったような気がするんです
よ。
この世に合うようにとか、
いろ
いろ問題がないようにとか、
一
人一人が霊的勇者なんです。
Each one of us is a spiritual warrior.
私たち一人一人が霊的勇者なんです。
Each one of us, each individual person in this room is a spiritual warrior.
これを私もしっかり握ろうと思うんですけれども、何かね、握りきれないところがあるんですね。
As I say these words, I'm trying also to understand this concept and view